I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Federal prosecutors are charging an Augusta woman accused of recruiting cyber supporters to an online group that publishes kill lists on behalf of the Islamic State. Kim An Vo appeared in federal court Tuesday on charges of conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. According to the FBI, Vo joined an online group called the United Cyber Caliphate that spreads propaganda on behalf of the Islamic State group and called on supporters to kill thousands of Americans. Authorities say the Cyber Caliphate published kill lists online containing the names of thousands of American soldiers and State Department officials. Vo will be transferred to Manhattan for further proceedings. Well, Cobb County commissioners approved changes to their public transit system yesterday. Cobb Link will be adding rapid bus transit from Kennesaw to downtown Atlanta and offering Sunday service, among other things. Cobb Chairman Mike Boyce says operating on Sunday is a direct result of listening to the business community.
They expressed a concern that on the weekend, their service workers have a very difficult time getting to work. And I believe that expanding our routes to include Sunday service now is really going to be complementing the economic prosperity you see in this county right now.
The changes are set to go into effect on July 1st. DeKalb County is working to replace more than 100,000 defective water meters after years of customer complaints and incorrect bills. According to CBS 46, the county says many of their meters are nearly twice as old as they should be. Speaking at a county commission meeting Tuesday, DeKalb CEO Michael Thurman says the problem has been building for years.
This problem with water meter billing, inaccurate water meters, has plagued DeKalb County for not just years, but for what? Decades. DeKalb County failed to follow a water meter replacement plan.
The water meter upgrade will take place over the next 3 years, beginning next month, with 30,000 meters scheduled for replacement. President Donald Trump has asked Congress for an additional $130 million to continue deepening the shipping channel to Savannah's busy seaport. Trump's budget request for fiscal 2020 would be the federal government's largest annual spending yet on the $976 million Savannah Harbor expansion. The figure was contained in the Army Corps of Engineers' detailed civil works budget released Tuesday. Georgia officials say they need roughly $100 million each year to keep the harbor expansion project on track. The federal government paid $101 million for the 2019 fiscal year that began October 1st and $85 million the previous year. The Corps has used about $300 million from Georgia taxpayers to keep the project on schedule. And as Mercedes-Benz Stadium goes cashless, not too many fans are opting to use machines to put their money on debit cards. Management announced the decision to go cashless last week, starting with last weekend's Atlanta United game. Fans can use cash to purchase debit cards at new ATM machines and then use the cards for purchases. But according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, less than 1% of fans used those machines at the soccer game on Sunday. Stadium management did say the shift has gone relatively smoothly. And in sports, the Hawks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. With a 23-45 record, Atlanta is in 12th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.